Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, DILFs, underwear pull-ups, and cemetery sex. It's coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
If you enjoyed seeing the dog whisperer, Caesar Milan, training pet pooches, you're going to love the new animal reality show from Bob and Tom Television. Instead of backyards and living rooms, we're heading to the ocean with marine biologist and animal behaviorist, Caesar Cooter. He is the Shark Whisperer.
Hello, I am Caesar Cooter, coming to you from the coast of South Carolina, home to some of the most aggressive sharks in America. It takes mental strength and confidence to gain the trust and respect of a shark. I've been working with this particular shark for a few days, and I think we have built enough trust that he will let me touch him. Yes, yes, that's it. Who's my good boy? You are! Okay, now, watch as I tickle his dorsal fin. Look at that! I'm not sure, but I think he's smiling! Yes, yes, you like that, don't you, boy? A shark can sense if you are uncertain or fearful, so we control these situations by being calmly assertive. He must always know that I am the alpha. And if he forgets, a couple of quick thumps to the nose remind him who's in charge. That's right. I am in charge. Okay, big fella. Now roll over. No, I said roll over.
Oh my God.
The Shark Whisperer has been canceled. Join us next week for an all-new show. So you think you can pole vault?
Uh-oh. Ah, son of a bitch! My leg!
From Bob and Tom Television.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick, I was cruising through the station, the channels yesterday on the clicker, as my grandma would say.
That's right.
On Lifetime, I didn't watch any of it. There was a movie called Deadly DILF.
Ooh.
What?
Yes.
Dads, I'd like to.
Wow.
So apparently, this DILF, not to be messed with. Yeah.
Right.
There are plenty of DILFs out there, ladies. Don't mess with the deadly ones.
No.
Oh, geez. How weird. Now
I see Tom as a deadly DILF.
He's
the last I'd suspect, right, Tom?
Boy.
Is that a compliment? I'm not sure.
Well, I think being somebody. A DILF is a compliment.
Did you watch it?
No, man. I wish I had.
Why? You just tired of living?
I wanted to see what made this DILF so deadly.
Probably some jackass and upstairs that thought of a better title for some crappy movie somebody made.
Oh, my God.
This will get morons to watch.
Hey, look. It's a stupid world record.
Stupid world record.
Got to get a new intro. An Egyptian free diver has broken the Guinness World Record for performing the most pull-ups underwater.
How do you, well, that's
with just
hard.
One breath.
Now, see, it's much harder than you think.
Does he have weights on his ankles or anything?
36-year-old Remy Abdelhamid swam down to pull up.
By the way, bar,
hey, it's raining.
Situated.
I think you're right, Abdelhamid.
Situated 29 feet 6 inches beneath the surface of the Red Sea. Sorry, ladies. Where he
it's
performed
SEA.
33 pull-ups to achieve the title. Mr. Abdelhamid explained why pull-ups are actually more difficult underwater.
Uh-huh. What did he sound like when he explained? excellent take.
Good save. Yeah. Nice save.
Good. He said the challenge.
I've already got a air.
The challenge was actually pushing myself back down.
Now remember, he starts on the surface. He's got to swim down. He's what, 30 feet below the
so
surface.
They had like a bar down there that he was hanging on?
And they've got a whole setup.
Watch this. Yeah, they do.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Look at it.
Wow.
It's a push down underwater.
And your question is correct,
though.
He
weighs nothing.
Yeah, it looks so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, when he's done, he's got to get to the surface and not die.
Or not. They'll revive him. Come on.
That's scuba people right there.
Yeah. Are those all the sponsors taped to the...
Hilarious. They have like laminated pieces of paper.
Yeah, that's amateur looking, but...
Oh, they're giving each other high fives. You know,
he broke the world.
They did
right.
shots that night. And
you ever seen that movie about the people that do that?
The one guy couldn't high five. Apparently, he stole something once.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They played with themselves on a balcony and completed over
right.
the
I'm sorry.
Don't watch that movie. Have you seen it, Tom?
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Which one?
The free diving movie.
And then there was a piece on them, I think,
doesn't
on,
end well
on
for
60
very
Minutes or something, and the one lady ended up disappearing. And
yeah.
They never found the body.
Oh.
They're the ones that they get on those weights and they go way down. And,
are we ever going to do the news story about the guy who tried to kill his wife with the rock in Hawaii? Was that last week?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That was wild.
Why not?
Because she's alive.
Yeah, she is.
Tried to stabbed her with something, too.
Yeah, and pushed her off the ledge and hit her with a rock, then pushed her off.
Boy, what did she do?
And she's alive.
Wait a second. Hang on a second.
Well, you know what
everybody stop for a second.
No.
I love blaming the victim.
She wouldn't shut up.
Listen, Josh.
Why did she hit her? Why did he hit her in the head with the rock?
I don't think he liked her.
Oh, I thought it was because that's where the noise was coming from.
Again, I think doubling down on your horrific.
I'm sorry. You're right.
You know, there's a reason I didn't print that story. That's why.
Well, you got it. No, I figured had she perished, of course we wouldn't do the story.
No, this is still awful.
But no, she's alive.
Yeah, she survived attempted murder by her husband.
Absolutely. Think of the movie of the week she's going to do. Talk about a meet cute.
Now, did he try to push a giant rock like off a cliff onto her, or did he just hit her?
No, he hit her in the head.
They were posing for a photo.
And he said, get out there on the edge. That's where you can really experience what you're looking at.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then hit her with a syringe of something to knock her out. Yeah,
they don't know what was in it.
Yeah, like stage this whole thing so that he could push her into this ravine. Or
what an awful person!
So basically, he killed her three times that
and
we know did, of,
and none of them worked.
None of them.
Yeah. The bad rock, murder. The syringe.
Well, she's a witch,
and the fault. Yeah.
Oh, no, again, not only are we blaming the victim, we're turning her into a witch.
Or he's a bad murderer.
Apparently,
he might be a weak man.
That's true.
Oh, God.
What happened to the beauty of a knife? What happened to that? It's so simple.
Is that sports?
Huh?
The gorgeous simplicity of a piano wire.
Is that sports? Does that complete what you call a sports cast?
Take the gun and leave the cannoli. Yes, that's sports.
You want to hear the music?
Well, I haven't played it for a month. Okay. What are you, me?
This is what you farted for.
And ladies and gentlemen, be looking for that New York Yankees autographed torpedo bat dildo coming
God.
But actually...
to a store near you.
You have unknowingly led us to the first story in the world of news from Christy Lee at the...
Hang on.
Well, you dig for it.
You couldn't find the last one she looked for.
So. You know
she's really unprepared today.
Yeah.
Well, this is...
This is not where I thought we were going.
Maybe a flashlight.
Texas lawmakers have proposed a bill that would require a photo ID to buy sex toys online.
Oh, all right.
The Houston Chronicle reports a bill would require anyone purchasing with the bill terms an obscene device must provide proof they are 18 or older, such as government-issued ID or through a third-party age verification service.
They're missing the point.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Anonymity?
What's the point? No, I mean, if you're a teenage boy, you don't need anything except maybe privacy, right?
Well, yeah, I kind of agree.
You're not
going to
need
here.
The
market,
the pocket porn.
Yeah, for the underage. It's not that big.
I think I remember hearing about the pocket
really
accessory and losing my mind and thinking I've got to get one.
Really.
But did you ever though?
I didn't.
Same.
No. I couldn't. Right. I couldn't hook it up. But man, I wanted.
I mean,
to.
First of all, don't they have better things to do right now?
I would think.
Maybe we could help poor people, or I'm concerned about 14-year-olds buying dildos online. What? Who cares?
Violation of this law would subject site owners to a $5,000 fine and a misdemeanor charge, according to the Texas Penal Code.
Ironic.
An obscene device means, quote, a device including a dildo or artificial vagina designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs.
Can you imagine some lawyer had to write this one day? What'd you do at work today, honey? Well, I have to describe dildos and fake for some machine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can't say that.
Oh, you can't.
What are you doing?
Jesus.
Whoa. Even the Tom Jones thing is pushing it.
What the hell?
You know where we're going, Tracy?
You're going to the
final four. Yeah! Hey, did you know it's currently
the Bob and Tom Show is experiencing technical difficulties.
We're working
on the problem, and we'll be back as soon as we can.
There's more to this story. First of all,
good God,
it is very the town elders in Footloose are mad,
right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Relax.
Hey, in Texas, it's illegal to own more than 6 of these devices. Did you know that?
So there's
I love that they decided 6.
Yes,
there's a six dildo limit in Texas. This is going to cause people to go across the border, Josh.
Yeah,
we're gonna get a news story next week about smuggling in dildos. You know the.
Well, what are they? What else are they smuggling, Tom?
Well, the problem is they're taking all of our dildo manufacturers' jobs. You know, we got people in Abilene working at lathes all day long. Now foreigners are making all of our dildos.
At lathes.
Why are they worried about this? This is going to be like.
It's pretty uptight.
Is this going to be like you're going to have? Like teenagers, what is the loitering in front of a sex shop?
Yeah,
is it like at a liquor store?
Hey,
Mister, can you buy me some beers? Psst, Mister, can you buy me a vibrating dildo?
The answer is simple. They've already made that law for porn. If you go to a sex store site, it can get pretty explicit.
Yeah.
So they're just throwing it in there, but very uptight.
Is there such a thing as a Texas dildo?
Oh, everything's bigger in Texas.
I mean, I'm just asking. If you go to a dildo store today, the armadillo. It's got like a special sheathing of armor on it.
You know, these people should be 4 dildos. Well, I say 7. Well, maybe 5.
Well, hey, can we meet in the middle?
6 it is. Oh, that sounds good to me, Senator.
Very reasonable.
Wow, let's do it.
And we crossed party lines to come
and
to this.
What about the pocket?
So, Christy.
Well,
yes.
Do you, well, let me rephrase this.
Are you legal in Texas?
Yes. There. Thank you.
I am legal in Texas.
Miss Hooker, you don't have to answer this question.
I'm legal in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fewer than 6.
Six is too many.
Most women
need more than
find
6.
The one that does the trick
right.
And stick with it.
Exactly.
Now, I have a technical question.
Yeah.
The so-called beads.
Yeah.
So cool.
Why are you censoring
fascinated.
Yourself now and not saying anal?
Go on. Is it
per bead? Can you have more than 6, or is each strand count as 1?
I hope this was all discussed.
Yeah, this is again. You know, there's some lawyer that comes home. He's
Well, have you been
always wanted
wrongly
to
incarcerated for having too many anal beads?
Always wanted to move to Austin. Heard it was a really hip town. Spent my day at the law firm describing anal beads for some judge. Come on. That's insane. What a waste of time.
It is a waste.
Who's in favor of this? Who cares? Oh, God.
We've got to start writing these dates down when you do stuff like that.
No, it's such a waste of everybody's time.
Remember March 31st, 2025, when Tom said, dildos and pie. Just said it like it was
good as morning. Yeah, he really did.
As loud and clear as anything.
Sorry. I guess got caught up in the moment.
Yes, that's what it looked like.
Christy.
Authorities in Florida arrested a couple caught having sex on top of a grave at a historic cemetery.
So hot.
According to Villages News, a trooper with a canine stopped to give the dog a rest break near Wild Cow Prairie Cemetery when he noticed a car parked, but no one in the immediate area. Upon further investigation, troopers discovered a man and a woman at the rear of the cemetery engaged in sexual activity on top of unknown grave number 43. The 46-year-old woman, who was allegedly found with drugs in her purse, was arrested on drug charges, and her male companion was hospitalized for an unexplained leg injury.
What?
Yeah.
How odd. Maybe he fell off the tombstone. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's kind of hot. I mean,
is it?
If you read it, sex in a cemetery, it's two living people at least. It could have been, you know, really awful.
Yeah, they didn't wake anybody up.
Yes, it could have been much worse.
I don't really. I'm not a flower person. I thought I'd just put some seed on the grave.
Oh, boy. You know, I never did get to make love to her. I guess this will do. Whack, whack.
Have you ever never done it in a graveyard?
I never have done it in a graveyard, no. No, I have no interest.
No.
That's how you get haunted.
Oh,
yeah, you don't mess around.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, we got enough trouble. We don't need trouble from ghosts.
No. Okay?
You're in the middle of it. You hear a ghost go, get a tomb.
get a tomb.
I've heard of laying the ghost, but this is ridiculous, huh?
No, are you saying you get yelled at during regular sex?
No.
Get a room.
No, you're in a cemetery. Okay. The ghosts are screaming at you.
Get a tomb.
Boo.
Grandma never liked flowers.
What about boo-foo?
Yeah, the ghosts are all saying boo-foo. They call well, honey, they're requesting it.
They do call it a boneyard. You ever done it in a graveyard, Christy?
No.
Oh, some
no interest.
Is that on your bucket list?
No, God, no.
You should call your bedroom the boneyard, John.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the boneyard.
Yeah.
If I got a neon sign made for you.
Boneyard.
It said boneyard.
How would that go
Would
over?
You put it up in your
I'd
bedroom?
Have to take down the one that says the slaughterhouse.
Mouth closed, welcome pants open. Let's go.
Do you have any weird places you want to have sex?
Tom?
Are you referring to locations?
Yeah, yes. It's not a dating game situation.
No, newlywed game.
Bob Eubanks said forever that never happened. It was an urban legend. And then they showed on the tape.
Now there's footage.
Yeah. Now there's the tape.
Wow. She says it clear as day.
Sure she does.
In the
Did she also have it written?
No, she didn't.
Okay, she just says it.
She just says it, yeah.
Did it air?
Yeah, it aired.
Yeah,
did absolutely. It air?
Yeah. Her name was Olga.
The crowd goes berserk. Yeah.
If you look it up, you can find it easily.
Yeah. Wow. Christy, I'm sorry, back to you.
Scientists have determined that the love heterosexual men have for breasts is innate and not imposed by culture.
Yeah.
Researchers studied the Dani tribe of Western New Guinea, where it was the norm for women to go topless until 20 years ago.
My Dani!
When tribal women began covering up.
This is my tribe!
It might be Dani. The interviewed Dani men who came of age when all women were topless, as well as those who grew up in a society where women covered up.
All the guys in the tribe when they were topless.
Isn't that what they call a collective memory? We all know that's where we get our first nourishment from. Therefore, we're attracted to them.
Yeah.
Both groups felt the same about breasts. The head researcher stated, "What we can say is breasts are sexy, naturally so. Men like breasts. That's what they discovered."
Yeah, who writes these proposals? Yeah, we're going to travel to a tribe in New Guinea. We're going to need $400,000. We're going to try to decide if men like boobs. Some guy go, yeah, here's a check. Go ahead, go for it.
The two groups did not differ in terms of how frequently they touch their partner's breasts during sexual intercourse or how sexually aroused they feel when they see naked female breasts.
Now, Josh, would you say that you touch your partner's breasts many times? Few times, hardly at all.
And you've got a clipboard and you're wearing a tie asking me this.
Yeah.
Now, swat away the tsetse flies. What we'd like to know here,
eyes on the people being asked the question.
The Danny tribe.
The tribe.
Yeah. Because they're in the tribe. Mm-hmm.
Just 20 years ago, they finally started wearing shirts. I wonder if they're wearing... You know, those Super Bowl shirts for the team that lost.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo Bills, your champions.
Tsetse flies.
I bet the National Geographic subscriptions went way down after 20 years.
Wouldn't it be funny if this is a good sight gag? It's like they're studying a tribe, and the tribe is reading National Geographic, and it's all pictures of guys in suits with briefcases.
And women in evening gowns.
Yes, yeah.
Look at how small this guy's neck is. What a freak.
What a freak.
His mouth doesn't jut out with two big plates in him.
Now,
What's
that's a funny
here?
New Yorker cartoon. Yeah. They could do that.
They wouldn't.
No, it has humor in it.
Did you ever get a National Geographic and look in it for the topless?
Yeah, but never the boobs you wanted to see. They were really low hangers.
Well, and they were oddly shaped.
Yeah.
But
you still looked at
them. Oh, yeah, I purposely looked at them.
Oh, sure, you still want to get a gander, but my gosh.
I'm sure there are guys that were born in the early 40s that are probably, they've got to be black and white. That's where they were imprinted.
Right.
would you mind putting on these beads? I know they're a little gaudy, and there's a grass skirt. Shake them. Okay.
Shake them.
Now shake them.
Shake for me, girl.
Okay.
What a weird, how did they get the money for this study?
I have
study?
No idea.
Part two, are men attracted to asses?
Yeah.
Well, we've covered boobs, Johnson.
Well, it turns out men in the Denali tribe like it touched. Did you know that?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.